Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Leanne, the past 5 days have really shown a sharp increase in cases here in Southwest Colorado. Are we looking at a spring break rise in there? Is this COVID fatigue? A mixture of a lot of things. What are you guys seeing over there at San Juan Basin?
You know, we are seeing this rise. And, you know, it's really hard to say, like, is it spring break? Is it COVID fatigue? Is this the start of a fourth wave? You know, there's been a lot of, national press about some states having, you know, very, very high rates. Colorado, we're kind of seeing an uneven increase right now. And so I think across the country, we are seeing some states that are really, really considering that they are heading into a fourth wave and really concerned about that. Colorado is probably in the top third nationwide for states for case incident rates right now. We're in probably the bottom third for hospitalization rates. So this is either that there's a lag time between when hospitalizations catch up to cases, or the other, you know, flip side of it is Colorado has a relatively healthy population compared to other states. So sometimes our hospitalizations don't track as closely with our case rates. So we are, again, in the top third of states, and we are seeing some states really barreling into this fourth wave. So within the state of Colorado, this rate increase, we're seeing a lot of our Eastern Plains counties have really, really high rates right now. And then we're also seeing a lot of our resort counties, our mountain counties, our ski area counties really have some high rates right now.
It's constant mixed messages and going back and forth, the good news, the bad news, and the balancing of all this. Leanne, on Friday, Governor Polis, which I was watching this closely for the mask mandate, if this was going to continue, if he was going to pull it, I think a lot of counties and Colorado residents were really following this information closely. But he did extend the mask order for the state of Colorado for another 30 days, but with some caveats in there.
Yes, the governor extended this past weekend for another 30 days. These are executive orders, so they only last 30 days. So he has to every 30 days examine if this is, you know, still the right course. We're still in a declared emergency in the state of Colorado, and the governor extended the mask order this past weekend. Now, what he did is he made some adjustments for counties that are in green rates. So if your county is below 35 cases per 7 days for 100,000 residents, there are ways to start opting out of the mask order. And there were some other kind of confusing details. And then Friday afternoon, he released this re-upped mask order. And there were some things that were tied to the dial. The dial is, you know, the mitigation levels for the state of Colorado. So green is the lowest mitigation level. And that's if you have 35 or fewer cases per 100,000 residents over 7 days. Now, just as a reminder here, locally, we're up to about 200. So we have a long way to go before we would get to green. But what the governor did in this latest version of the mask order is say that once you reach green, you can start a process to not have the mandatory mask order. By Friday evening, the governor's office released additional information, even for green counties, ordering masks in many more circumstances than was clear in the order that came out early in the afternoon on Friday. So in that interim period, San Juan Basin Public Health also issued a local order where we used the governor's order and we clarified that, you know, for all gatherings in public places, any time that there are individuals together who are unvaccinated or vaccination status is unknown, we need to continue wearing our masks. This is what the CDC is recommending at this time. This is not the time, you know, to be removing our masks, because we're taking steps every single day towards more vaccinations. We're taking steps towards herd immunity. We are dropping the number of people in our community who are susceptible to catching and spreading COVID-19. And so we want to keep the masks on as we're working through this process, because we're seeing cases go up right now. So this is what we have to do. You know, we can do this. A mask is a very, very simple, cheap, effective way to interfere with spread of infection. And that's what we have to do right now.
Are you seeing nationwide what the trend is for demographics testing positive? And this is really across the world as well. It's now the younger groups are getting infected and are testing positive. Does this trend of younger people testing positive match what we're seeing here in La Plata and Archuleta counties?
It does. We've seen, you know, school age populations have positive tests. We've seen, 20 to 29 year olds, whether it's at work or in the community, test positive. We've seen social gatherings with 30 and 40 year olds, and we're seeing workplace outbreaks. So if you really think about it, the virus is still looking for its path forward while we are taking people out of the susceptible pool, right? We have over 80% of people over the age of 65 vaccinated in our community. So if you're the virus looking for your next place to, you know, go and live and replicate, you're not finding a ton of people over 65, over 70. So the virus is being forced into the more susceptible populations, and the susceptible populations are still spreading virus. We, you know, in Colorado on Friday, April 2nd, opened up vaccine eligibility to everybody who's over the age of 16. But we don't have doses yet for everybody over the age of 16, right? So we have half of that population started. We have 40% of that population finished, but we still have a lot of people then that can get the virus and spread the virus to each other. So the numbers are starting to show that, right? The other thing then, what we're starting to see in certain places in the country is lots of 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, and 50-year-olds hospitalized for the virus. This is something we didn't see in earlier waves. So there's a lot of concern. What is this fourth wave going to look like?
The other thing I want to close out today with is that I know we talk every week around COVID-19, but April 5th through the 9th marks Public Health Awareness Week, which celebrates all that you do beyond fighting a global pandemic. There's also so much more that the Public Health Department does on the regular. What this pandemic has shown is how much racial inequities are a public health crisis as well.
There's tremendous, tremendous lessons from this pandemic around who has been affected, what, you know, price different communities have paid. And we have seen it here in the Four Corners region with our, you know, Native American friends and neighbors, bearing a horrific burden of disease and looking at death rates that are very different than surrounding populations, right? So we see this inequity here. We've seen this inequity all over the country, and it has to do with, you know, kind of how healthy you are going in and then what kind of exposures you have, what kind of work you were able to do, what your housing situation was like, how safe were you able to be, right? This pandemic taught us that this is not equal opportunity. It is not one size fits all. Some of us, you know, bore a much more serious burden. We lost more friends and family members, you know, and we are going to have a much, much longer and difficult time recovering from this virus than other communities. That's just the simple fact, right? That's what happened in this pandemic. And then we got, you know, access to vaccine, and we have to ensure that vaccine gets out equitably to communities that have been hit the hardest, deserve to get their share of vaccine, on the front end of this.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
We just want everyone to stick with this for the next couple of weeks and months. We really do feel like we are doing a great job in this community accessing vaccine. Soon as you are eligible and can get a dose, please come in and get yourself vaccinated.
Leanne, we so appreciate your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for your weekly COVID-19 update.